You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
And it appeared 2 weeks afterward in the LA Daily News. It was the lead opinion piece. And within about a month, I was accused of beating up a guy. Had no marks on his body. And I was, it's a long story, but by 1992, I was criminally charged. 1993, I was convicted, sentenced. I was fired from the LAPD in Christmas Eve, 1993. And, I mean, if you're paying for dance lessons and a mortgage and car payments, and you're a convicted ex-cop, racist, and your name and picture are on the LA Times, it's really hard to get a job.
Yeah, well, you know, Jesus was betrayed too, and so you learn from going through these
things. I had a great guy who, actually it was Charlton Heston, who called me after my conviction. He lived...
Moses.
Not far, yeah. He called me up.
What do you want, Moses?
Officer Baker, this is Charlton Heston, and I've heard about your case. I asked a few questions, and we determined that you were screwed, which is great. Hearing Moses say the word screwed was, but that's what he said. He said, I've instructed my attorneys at Gibson, Dunn, Crutcher to give you any assistance that you may need. And I won my appeal against the conviction. It was overturned. The judge and prosecutors were found guilty of misconduct. And my attorney for ineffective counsel. And I got my job back and back pay, et cetera. But I went through that, and had I not had the faith that I had, things might have been a lot worse.
Not so strange. We all go through these fiery trials. Yeah. You might think it's just you. It happens to everybody, yeah. You know?
Well, it was so. Just me then, so.
All right. Well, welcome back. We're talking with Clark and Jeannie Baker, and we're talking about our faith today. And I asked you to come loaded with some stories. Do you have any other stories that would feed the people listening to this on the positive side of faith?
On the positive side of faith, I think that we have this sense. At least for me, I'll just speak for me. I always want to see more tangible evidence, of Christ, of God. Show me a little bit of ankle. You know, I want to see a little ankle here. In the sense that I want to see evidence, and the more you become aware of His presence, the more routine His presence becomes. Specific stories. I rode a motorcycle, police bike, and other motorcycles across the country, all over North America. I circumnavigated Newfoundland. I pursued bad guys with guns on my bike with one hand on the motorcycle throttle, the other on my microphone.
It was a
KZ-1000 Kawasaki.
Wow.
But did you get shot at? Yeah, during the riots, we had to do what the Navy calls freedom of navigation. We rode our motorcycles through the projects where there were snipers, mm-hmm. In order mm-hmm. to show, SWAT was behind us, you know, on the side. We were to attract the snipers so that SWAT could go in and take out the snipers. So, but I was never afraid. I was never afraid because I was afraid of only one thing, and I'm still only afraid of one thing, and that's that a drunk driver who doesn't know what they're doing, who isn't even aware of that they're driving recklessly or poorly, will hurt me or kill me or my loved ones. So that's the only thing that I have any kind of act of concern. But short of that, I'm not afraid of anything. Because I know there are worse things than death. I've lived through those things. Mm-hmm. Like upsetting her. Yeah, that's pretty dark place.
Oh yeah, yesterday.
Now, how many months have you been married now?
Well, we were married December 1st, actually.
So it's almost a year.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, it is a year.
It is a year.
It was December 1st.
That was at the
Civil.
Justice of the
Oh, you
peace
got married before you got married.
At the courthouse, yes.
Oh, okay.
Right. And then I said, I don't feel right about this. I need to have my vows in front of
at our church.
Witnesses.
At church.
Yeah.
Yes. So,
well, I remember Lucille Ball said that. She said her and Desi Arnaz got married. And she couldn't get pregnant. Well, they got married by a civil, whatever, mm-hmm. And not by anybody believing in God. Had nothing that God was out of the equation. So they went back and they went to the Catholic Church and they got married. And she said 9 months to the day,
she
gave birth.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, I felt like I needed to have my family around us. Like a couple from church were our witnesses, which was nice.
At the civil we had a
ceremony.
Couple of...
But I wanted my family there.
We wanted you there.
Yes. You were there.
Can't imagine why. I don't usually get invited to these things.
My family are all believers.
Oh, are they?
Oh, yeah.
Did they all come in from California and everywhere?
No. My family's in New York.
Oh, New York.
I have friends come from California, but my family came from New York. And then I have family here in Florida, too, that also came.
And where was that place you had the wedding? Was that the Caribbean?
The Maison Martinique.
Now I have to tell you, the food was so good. We went back a week later and had dinner again.
They are phenomenal. It was a great place, and we love that lady. She's really, really good. And it's not, it was crazy how they had to get all these.
It wasn't the biggest place in the world.
It wasn't the biggest place, but their food was so good. We didn't expect that many people were going to come, but when they heard I was going to get married, they were like, we're coming.
Now, you two don't go to Catholic church, but you go to a Catholic church.
Well, it's Anglican.
Anglican. And what were Anglican? Were they protesting against the Catholic Church?
Yeah, well, it was more like Henry VIII was trying to get the...
Did he start the Anglicans?
Yeah, pretty much. Wow. But this is not the King of England is not our king. Wow. There were American Anglicans and bishops who came here and started the American Anglican. But it's very much like the Catholic Church.
It's not like the born again church
that
I used to go to, or when I went to church when I was in Catholic school. But it's the pastor there is very knowledgeable, and he's a good teacher.
My mother was a Catholic. My grandmother was a Catholic.
Yeah.
And of course, when I didn't believe in Jesus. I was into Eastern religions. And did the Hare Krishna and all that other stuff, and got initiated at the age of 16 into transcendental meditation, which is not really a religion, up in Boston. And so I read Autobiography of a Yogi when I was 14 years of age. I mean, I thought Jesus was a bunch of foolishness. And then later on in life, at the age of 29, had a miraculous encounter with him. And that changed everything. But anyway.
Oh, I love hearing stories like that because Jesus has changed so many people that I know. So many testimonies out there. So,
yeah, well, that's what this show is all about.
Jesus is real.
Yeah.
He is real.
And anyway.
I'm trying to think of other, there's so many, there's more, I think there's more humor than, well, okay. I was driving home once after a shift at work, 3 a.m., and
this is when you were
in the curve.
Cop.
When I was a motor cop, but I was in my car. It was raining, and there was a car that had spun out by itself, crashed. All the lights were off. It was in a dark section of the freeway, in the curb, in the second lane, on a major highway. Traffic speeds were probably at 75 mile an hour. And I pulled over, got out on this wet freeway. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. I think it was Friday or Saturday night. So there's a lot of drunks out. And I started popping flares that I had in my trunk and went over to the car and saw the guy in there. He was uninjured, but he was clearly drunk. And he was trying to restart his car that was totally blacked out. Wasn't going to go anywhere. I had to smash the window, pull him out, and handcuff him to a pole. before I called and got some assistance, made sure nobody else would crash into this blacked out car. Again, I wasn't afraid. I was no hero. I just did what I was called to do. And I did it in a methodical way. If I was afraid, I would have been distracted by the fear. But because I wasn't distracted, that freed up my senses and my for my training and expertise in being able to get across, be aware of what was coming, what could happen, and save his life. And I think that to this day, he still has no idea I saved his life. He was so far gone. Wow. He may not know even that he was rescued. The fact that I was able to ride a motorcycle hundreds of thousands of miles since the 70s, and I've never been in a motorcycle wreck that wrecked my knees or my head or my elbows or killed.
Did you get to wear those cool leather outfits?
Yeah, I had the leather and
I mean, because women like those uniforms, right?
I love that picture he had.
You get pulled over by an LA cop, you know, it's like, oh, wow, we're in the movies.
Motorcycle cop with the big, tall, black boots.
It was about 1992. My partner and I, it was a cold day in Los Angeles, and my partner and I went in for dinner at an Italian restaurant. And it was pretty full. There were probably 20 tables there. And I noticed at one of the tables, there's my second grade teacher. Miss Fulmer. I had a crush on her.
Oh, really?
In elementary school. Oh,
and, second grade?
She was my second grade teacher.
Yeah, I remember Mrs. And, Shaker. She was my
Shaker, huh? Yeah. So I walked up to the table with my leather and my boots, you know, these Daner.
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for the continuation of this interview. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is a new day.
Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Rhett Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM.
She holds for dear life to the ends of the sleeves in her hands, covering up lies that she wrote with a razor sharp pen.